Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to talk about the Lightship, to do some healings with people by the light beings from the Lightship, and we're here to help you out with any questions that you might have on the fast chat. So if you're new to the program, just scroll on down on Creation Lightship Healing, go about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light being there, which we're going to be energizing in about 30 seconds here. And if you wish to talk during the show to communicate with us, just click on underneath the light beam. It says BBS Fast Chat and click on that. And you can type in a few questions if you wish for us. We'll answer those during this show. So here we go. The light beam is going to be energized right now. And we have some questions coming through, looks like here. That's great. So here we go. Watch the light beam, you're going to see her change. Normally she becomes more three-dimensional. And we always bring in the females here, so they enjoy coming through to bless you with healings. You may see her eyes change, and you may see her face kind of become a little more transparent, along with being become more three-dimensional. And you might even watch the light rays change around her. Okay, she's energized. So we'll first do some entity work. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. We do this in every show. This is mainly to get you more into your body with your spirit. This is what this show is about, is to connect you with your own divinity, which is source energy. The source energy is always with you in your heart center. It's never outside of yourself. And this is a trap that people fall into, searching, trying to find more spiritual information as they go outside of themselves, and then you can get connected to the dark side because they're just waiting to connect with you, and they'll give you false information. Well, your spirit is always in divine truth from source energy, and here we go. You can take away entities from you, starting with the bottom of your feet and working up now to your knees, to your waist, into your body organs, going up now to your arms, and going into your fingers now. I'm seeing some problems there with some people with, I'm seeing like left hand right now, so we'll work with both hands naturally. And here we go, working with your neck, top of your head. There we go, wonderful. Okay. And we're going to bring more of you into your body now. So your spirit is helping to find the parts of it that left through pain and trauma. So we have basically a spirit that's with us in our heart center, but it kind of looks out of your eyes. Remember, the spirit is in the moment. So when you have a trauma in your life, part of you just starts to leave like a puzzle piece. And eventually our puzzle pieces get kind of diluted out. And for most people, they get typically around 20% of them left as they become older in age. And if you take drugs or are on a lot of alcohol or something like that, you could be 20% at the age of 15. But most people, it takes quite a while, maybe in their 30s to 40s, to get down to 20% of their spirit energy. So our show here is to help you get more into your body for ascension, which is what you need to be connected with your spirit and your heart center. And even if you don't connect to your heart center, just having your spirit with you is what's needed to ward off psychic attacks and to ward off the dark energies coming to you. And your spirit also is what heals you. So we're going to bring more of you back into your body. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Just kind of sense your body. We'll do a chakra alignment now. Heart center in alignment. Throat, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Life beings are doing this for you, even though it sounds like this is only taking maybe a half a second to do. There's a lot of work for them to actually do these healing processes for you. Now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So again, Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And I'll do it slow at first so you can actually feel the energy of your mental body surrendering into your heart center. And you might actually feel energy move down your jaw, down your throat. You may feel it start to go into your upper chest area, then go into your heart when we hit number one. So here we go. We're dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, stay in your heart center. Ask your spirit for guidance. You should feel like your thoughts now, when you think a thought, instead of being between your ears, it's now in your heart center. So here we go. Just sit back and relax for a minute or so here and make this connection to source energy. And this is the only place you're ever going to find source energy, the divine, which is in your heart center. It's nowhere else. Okay, and we'll see if Sylvia's out there, our co-host here in cyberspace. Are you there, Sylvia?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. It's wonderful to be with you tonight, and thanks to everyone who's on the fast chat. We have a lot of questions and requests for tonight.
Great, I like questions.
What's that?
I like questions. That's good.
Yeah, questions are great. So I'll just start with the first one. This is from Dulce, and the question is, when we leave our body or when we die, will our twin flame do so at the same time? So maybe before answering that, just briefly talk about what a twin flame is for people who might not be familiar with that.
Okay, the twin flame energy is your energy. It's the other half of you that normally is not on the earth plane. And the earth plane energy with you is just mainly one person. So when you have a body here, you have half of your spirit here because the other half of you is out in the universe also having an experience someplace else. There are just very, very few people here. I don't think there's probably more than maybe a couple hundred on the earth plane who actually has their twin flame energy here, which is their other half. Whether or not they can meet each other or not is another story, but typically Your twin flame is not here. It's not available to you because the darkness chose not to have you have that energy with you for help and guidance. Elsewhere, what happens is on other planets, you're able to visit your twin flame energy, much like kind of visiting, say, a brother or sister, we'll say. And, you know, you go there and you talk to them and they give you guidance, spiritual help, et cetera. And that's available to you continuously. And here, that's not available. Now, your twin flame energy, when you die here, naturally, it will not be with you. You may have the energy connection, which I have done for people, having their twin flame energy connected to them, but that's just an energy connection. So your twin flame will not necessarily die if you die in this body. It will be on its own evolution, wherever it's going to be. But you will be able to join your twin flame energy at that time. So I hope that answered the question. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We had next a question from Butterfly, and the question is, can we check if we are in our body right?
Okay. Almost everybody gets out of their body when you go to sleep or you leave your body, and you don't always come in properly. So that's very good. So here we go. We're going to do this healing. That's what's very good about it. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of your body instantaneously here and put you back in again. So for those who want to actually feel the experience, I'll just count to 10. And you're going to be coming out. You're protected by the light shift, and you're going to come in properly because your spirit will normally come in at different angles. It could come in if you're out in the astral plane broken in half. It could come in with a missing leg, missing head, or something like that as you do your process there, whatever that would be on the astral plane, which I don't recommend going to. So here we go. We're going to come out of your body now, and now you're going to be put in properly, whole and complete. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now you're in your body properly. If you felt an energy shift in your body, you may have tingles, might feel more warmth as you're having more healing done. You might feel a little more conscious, and that's an indication that you are not in properly. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see what's next. Next, we have a question from Kay, which is, are we able or can we help someone else? Apparently, she had a friend who fell and got hurt and is going to visit her tomorrow, and her or him. And basically, can you just address how she might be able to help her friend?
Yeah, the only way really is to have your spirit send its energy to that person, so to be heart-to-heart connected. And that's about the only way that I could see doing something like that as far as healing. If you're strong enough in your body with your spirit, then if you connect to your heart center, you could run energy from your body to their body. Most people attempt to do that, but they're using mind energy. And so there's a big difference between mind energy and heart energy. So as far as healing work with people, you want to run heart energy. That way, the heart energy will never give anybody a psychic attack or give them your stuff, your baggage to them. So that's what I'd recommend. Just heart energy is what's going to heal. The mind energy, you know, can heal, but there's also residual effects from that. And that's what the darkness uses to entwine people in the negativity. Plus, you don't want to give them your emotional baggage, all your stuff, which is what you do when you send energy from the mind to people. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see what we have next. Seeing a question here from Heidi, and the question is, are the earth changes part of the ascension?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. 99% they are not. That's the negativity that's here that's causing all these problems. Remember, this earth was created with divine energy, which means that there's no trauma associated with the earth. So what we're seeing now, we would probably classify as earth changes of trauma. You know, the air is not the greatest that it used to be. Just, you know, looking at chemtrails, that's, you know, one thing. I won't get into that. But basically our water's polluted, you know, which is from the humans on this surface here causing these problems, okay? So that, and the Earth is not necessarily rebelling because it doesn't like this. It's just the way things are happening. So the Earth does not have to release this stuff. It does have to backpedal out of all these energies, okay? So the Earth spirit is getting rid of its traumas itself, but it's not really bringing them out to the surface to cause us physical harm. So that's part of the duality teachings of the God plane, that we have to suffer in order to see our good. The Earth spirit is not doing that. So the Earth changes that you're seeing is just strictly the negative ETs affecting the Earth, causing traumas here, which will also cause us havoc and trauma in our lives so we can get more energy from us. Now, the other 1% is the light ship coming, and this is why they are changing the oxygen here for us to have a better life. This is why they have changed the skies. If you notice, if you can see the sky where there's no chemtrails, then you can actually see a real beautiful blue sky, and it's like it used to be 20 years ago. So other than that, yeah, the light ship is changing some of this stuff here, but that's not considered Earth changes. So, no, the ascension process is definitely not Earth changes, because the spirit only lives in love energy. The Earth spirit is love energy, and it still hangs on to that blueprint. It hasn't been corrupted yet, just that the other energies have actually come and overtaken some of its energies. So, yeah, the Earth changes that you see are not from the ascension process. The Earth spirit's just going to leave, and the blueprint of the Earth will be on the light ship when that happens. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So the next question we have is from Chris, and they're wondering about, a while ago we had talked about a new clearing coming out to clear people's judgments that they might have on the subject of money, and an abundance clearing, and wondering if you're any closer to bringing that forward for people.
Not quite. Not yet. So when it does, I'll announce that for people. There's a lot involved with it. It's probably about 30 clearings that I have to do with people to get rid of the extraterrestrial involvement, the negativity, the imprinting, the implants, etc. So it's quite a very involved process. And then taking the energy off of the money that you actually hold, which has been imprinted with negativity. So it's a very complicated process. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. We have a question from Lightheart, and this is, can you explain how telepathy works and if it's possible to have telepathy run through the heart energy instead of the mind?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think so. Because, see, the heart doesn't judge. And so if you're trying to use an energy to connect to somebody, mental telepathy, this is where I think this is going, where your mind is going to connect to something else or someone else, that's more of an invasive type of energy. So the love energy, I would look at that aspect of love energy. And love energy will not cause any harm. So I hope that answered that question. When we surrender our mental body into our heart center, what's happening is that energy of judgment of our thoughts. Remember, the mind actually is very curious and is continuously judging everything. It goes into the heart center, and there's no judgment there. And this is where it needs to be, where you need to be in your life. Everybody on the planet should be in that same energy. Like I mentioned, the Earth spirit is there, but we're judging everything. And then we have also, you know, ET involvement here. But aside from that, once you go into your heart center, there's no judgment. And so mental telepathy would basically be just heart energy. And the mind will not dictate or judge or try to manipulate or change things in someone else's life. Remember that the divine does not judge, and it's not there to attempt to push you to make you do things. Some people, when you start reading channelings and stuff, they say, well, I was kind of guided to do this here. And they're probably using more of the mind energy in that process. So you want to just stay in your heart energy and kind of have your spirit talk to you. So I hope that kind of answered your question. Back to you, Sylvia.
I guess I'll just add a little bit to that, which is that it seems, from my experience, when you are heart-centered and then you have a heart-to-heart or spirit-to-spirit connection with someone, then it seems like, yes, there is a communication that kind of goes back and forth between you just naturally, and it doesn't kind of come from or through the mind. It just is a heart-to-heart, spirit-to-spirit communication. So would you say that that's your experience also, Ron?
Yeah, it's much easier for people to connect to animals, believe me. So if you have an animal around, they're strictly heart energy. And we're humans, you have a lot of baggage and stuff, so it's more difficult. But if you have been around animals, or you have, say, a dog or a cat, you're going to realize that they only know about heart energy. And that's a good process to train yourself, is to attempt to communicate with an animal or a pet or even a tree, because they're not dealing with mind energy. They're not in judgment. They're just in basic survival mode. But they're not attempting to change and control your life for you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. We have a request, and that is to bring in the energy from the light ship of tourmaline crystal.
Yeah, we could do that. So just, if you wish, we'll bring in the energy through the Creation Lightship insignia. And just bring that up on your monitor screen, if you would. And remember, this is a creation from the Lightship initially. So we'll just bring in the energy from that. It'll be a more pure energy than what's on the planet here. And here it comes. And if you have one of those crystals around you, you might want to hold on to it. Tourmaline is very, very nice, a very soothing energy. So I'll just put some music on and you can experience this here. I'll see you back in about a minute or two. Okay, Sylvia, we'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, I hope everyone enjoyed that. There's a couple of comments from listeners on the Fast Chat that they really felt that beautiful energy of the tourmaline. And that's just an example of one of the divine energies from the light ship. So I'm glad you're all feeling that. And we have a question from Dreamer. And the question is, can you explain consciousness? Is that mind energy or is that heart energy?
Well, both have a consciousness, although very seldom do people actually get into their heart consciousness, only because you're not taught to do so. The mind energy, which we'll call collective consciousness, it could be called energy cordings. It could be called what people talk about as oneness. It could be called race consciousness. There's many words to this here. So what happens is when you get involved with mind energy, you can also call it the new thought age here that we're kind of involved with now by certain churches in the new thought movement. And these are all thoughts, and these are all energies. Remember, the mind energy only chooses to keep exploring itself to find out more information about itself. And in that same scenario there of mind is mind control. And then you branch off of that, and you have the people doing spells and curses on people. So all of this is under the same umbrella. This is all mind energy. Now, mind energy was never created by the creation light ship, was never created by source energy, which is the creation light ship in its manifestations. Remember, the light ship doesn't judge anything. The mind always judges and is looking for an answer for something, which you may understand. Just think of a question, and your mind will go through and figure out the best way to do something. Where the heart energy already knows the answer to this here, doesn't have to do any looking. So what happens is when people start working with mind energy, and the secret is the, you know, probably the one of the newest things out that are being promoted now in the last probably maybe 3 years, I'm guessing. In that, they talk about oneness, basically, oneness of mind, and basically how you can use your thoughts. This is taught in a lot of the New Age churches to control your reality. And you probably have all heard that, you know, that you want to use your mind to create a better life for yourself. Well, when you're doing the mind energy is always in judgment because it wasn't created by the light. And so naturally this is why people use it, because they want to create with their mind a new reality for themselves. And that reality is actually connected to the darkness, which is not light energy, which is not heart energy. So once you get into those energy pools of consciousness, think of them as being clouds in the sky, and each one of these clouds that you see up in the sky will have a certain attribute to it. And as you connect to a different attribute of consciousness, this consciousness can also connect you to other people of the same mindset. And then you have your self-fulfilling prophecy. And this is all strictly energies that are out there that are created by the dark side to keep you in separation from your own divinity, which is inside of yourself. So a lot of people now are attempting, you know, the phrases to find their parking place, to create a better life for themselves, to bring to them their perfect soulmate, their loved one. And what happens is that's the same thing as sorcery and witchcraft, etc. Just that those names normally are not used in the churches because they would scare a lot of people. That's what you're actually doing, is battle of the minds, using your mind to bring somebody to you to control their mind so that you're able to get what you want to have in your life. And this is mind consciousness. It's from the dark side. It was never created by the light. And it's being used all the time. And this is why the earth is in the sad state that it's in, is because of mind energy. And it's being reinforced continuously through mind control by the negative ETs. This is why it's very hard for you to have a clean, clear thought, a virgin thought, because you're being transmitted off-planet by these energies. And also those same energies are being used here through electronic technology to the people on this planet. There's all types of people talking about that. I don't really get into that genre because it's not what I'm here to do. So basically, let's just go back 200 years where we had no electricity. While you're still being transmitted these energies of mind through the negative ETs out there to control humanity. Now we have electronics which can do it, okay, but you're still being connected to the energy. So you didn't have that much as far as physical stuff, EMF radiation, because it wasn't available here. But the population, humanity, was controlled through mind transmissions. And people get that today when they connect with certain groups and organizations. Or maybe they go to church and they do prayers, or they open themselves up thinking that they're connected to these divine God energies, which is still in duality. Remember, the light ship never created duality. It's all love energy. So once you get connected to any kind of duality, that's normally mind energy, and the mind energy is going to take you for a ride if you connect to it. So you want to always stay in your heart center and not connect to these things you know nothing about. Going a little bit further, a lot of people out there, I get emails all the time about how on certain dates, and a lot of times it's the same numbers, like 8808 or 7707, you know, or maybe even 6606, you know, I don't know, just going on and on. But people think that they're being directed and guided to having a special divine intervention, and that they need to tell people to pray at a given time, which is strictly giving yourself, your spirit energy away to something outside of yourself, and then you're corded and connected. And once you're corded and connected, you don't have the consciousness to disconnect it. It's very, very difficult. And so right away you're connected to some energy source system that you know nothing about, and it's probably going to be extraterrestrial that's controlling you just like a robot. And this is what they do to us down here. This is why Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself. He knew all about the extraterrestrials because he had that consciousness to know that you should not go outside of yourself. This is why he said the kingdom isn't within you. You know, don't dabble with all these other things because it's going to destroy your spirit. And this is why it's so important not to do these things, not to try to do an earth healing. You know, what are you connecting to when you get 100 people or even a group meditation? What's connecting to you in a group meditation? Are you mixing your energy together with other people? If you are, and you think you are, why would you want to take on someone else's learning experience? Why do you want to have that emotional body get imprinted into you from someone else? I mean, it's, to me it's like, duh, you know, kind of wake up. Understand that you want to become your own unit. You want to be connected to your heart center and not to draw negative events into your life to have to release them from you if you possibly can. A lot of these energies are so strong, and once you're connected, you're imprinted with this negativity, and there's no way to really get out of it somehow. There's people that I work with off and on who have had spells put on them 500 to 1,000 years ago, and those spells are still active in this lifetime, even though the practitioner that did it, say, 1,000 years ago, is no longer alive. And it just takes somebody in this lifetime to understand a little bit about maybe sorcery or witchcraft or whatever, and they'll see that energy connection go into an energy pool that was created by the negative extraterrestrials, and they go, ah, now I can get this person, because they haven't stored in their genetic history in their body the cellular memory. It has this connection to the dark side. So they just look at it and say, here it is. It's already plugged into that person, and now I'm going to activate it. I'll put some poison in them. Now, all of a sudden, the person doesn't feel well. Maybe they get sick. Maybe they get some type of problem in their life. Maybe they start losing their jobs. Maybe they start to do something and it doesn't work out for them, and they miss all their connections because that energy is with them to ward off other people. So it's very, very disempowering, as I'm saying this to you, to really realize that, yeah, you never want to go outside of yourself. There's a lot of stuff out there that you don't even want to get involved with. especially when you go into healings and mass groups, then you are plugged in to the dark side. Remember that the spirit of this earth does not need any type of help from you. It created this whole planet. It has the blueprint. It knows what to do. It doesn't need your help whatsoever. You're like a grain of sand on the beach. And all you can do is cause it harm by bringing in extraterrestrial energies from outside of this planet, outside of this earth plane, outside of this consciousness of 3D that we live in, and open up vortexes to the unknown. And you can watch the movie The Mist. And The Mist it shows that. There's other movies out there where you see beings come through. You know, we have the TV program Stargate. That's a good one. But anyway, back to you, Sylvia. So the whole thing is to stay inside of your heart and don't dabble in stuff you don't know anything about, because it's going to probably bite you in the butt.
Okay, so let's see what we have. Well, this is great. We have some requests, several requests for baby energy, so starting with the energy of baby Jesus.
Well, let's bring in your own baby energy.
That was what I was going to ask for next.
We'll do that. That way it's personal to you.
Okay.
Well, this energy is going to come into you, and this will be... Some people might say, oh, man, I don't want to have that because, you know, I came out of the birth canal upside down or something, or I had the, you know, the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck, and I don't want to experience that. This is completely different. This is your true spirit energy that's with you upon your birth, and if there is anything that was wrong with it, it will not come to you. The light shift will not give you anything to harm you. This will be your pure divine energy coming to you. So I'd like you to bring up the light beam on your screen. And just kind of watch it, and we're going to, I'll count to 10, and at 10, you're going to have your own particular frequency of you come into your body that was with you when you were first born. This is your innocence. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a request from Kyle and Adriana, and that request is for the 12 divine energies.
Yeah, we have time for that, so this will probably end the program out here. So here we go. Bring up the light being, no, bring up the lightship insignia. And here we go. We'll bring in divine energy number one. And as you're doing that, I'll just talk about, I'll be going to New York for the New Life Expo. That'll be October 17th through 19th. So I'll be doing private sessions back there with people. And I have also four workshops afterwards at the ARE Center there in Manhattan. I'm also going to be going to Los Angeles middle February for the Conscious Life Expo. And also having, I think, a workshop there and lectures, too. So that's what I have on the agenda so far. And we have a special night next Tuesday. Maybe somebody could type in the number here. It's a question and answer time. It's hosted by Rob and Sylvia. It's a different Sylvia. They're in Canada. And they've had a lot of clearings, and they're able to talk about and share their experiences for anybody who's interested in light chip clearings. So the phone number that you would call on would be 646-519-5800. And the special PIN number for that is 5303. And it's a conference line, and it will start at 5:30 PST, and that's next Tuesday. So if any of you have any questions about healings, want to know more information, maybe about the light ship, they can help you out with that. There won't be any healings at all on this call, but they'll be able to maybe talk about their healings, and people do share also who's on the calls about what they've experienced. So it's very nice to understand what the lightship can do for you. So here comes divine source energy number one. And it's coming through right now. And just sit back and relax. I'll count to five. So here we go. It'll come in at five. One, two, three, four, and five. And see you back in about a minute. And I'll just put some music on here so you can enjoy. Nothing for you to do. To stay heart-centered, the light chip only works through your heart and only connects to your heart. It doesn't connect to the mind. Remember, the mind is the darkness energy of all the mind-controlling thoughts that we have and ones that are brought to us by the extraterrestrials and other people. Source energy number two. These 12 energies created your spirit and created the universe of life. Divine Source Energy number 3. Count to 5 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's here with you. Source energy number 4 is coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's here. Divine Source Energy number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Kyle said, it feels like the mind control is gone, and that's correct. Divine Source Energy number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, these are only heart-based healings here coming through to you. Thank you. and number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Blessings to all of you, and have a very wonderful evening in your heart center, and see you on Friday. Blessings to all of you, and good night.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.